Yeah, I tuned it out.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting, but yeah, apparently if you're a Facebook like page, they want you to spend money, but if you're a Facebook group, they don't fuck with
the group is the thing to do.
Yeah,
to get
I just haven't gotten around to it. Yeah, I haven't gotten around to it yet.
All right, we've added ice cream to this this concoction.
This is turning into quite the
thing. It's turning into just a basically a boozy root beer float.
Yeah,
but which is fine.
Yeah, I'm not complaining about this. Hi, we are buddies in space. You are.
S. Michael Smith. And you are.
And Michael Carrasi.
And Michael Carrasi. It's very sweet now.
Yeah, that's the downside to it, I guess. So this is.
I mean, this is fine. I could literally just chug this. Mm-hmm. And I probably will, actually.
Except for the ice cream, we have all the ingredients to make a ton more. So, and it's very low booze. So I'm totally up for doing another one.
This is as much
sugar as you can handle.
Sugar as I need tonight, yeah.
I'm not sure that's true for me, but we'll see how it goes.
All right. You're on your own then.
So this is a, it started as a Turlock Bulldog.
Okay.
Yeah. I was in the mood for an Irish cream based drink. And I thought, there's got to be Irish cream based drinks out there I don't know about. Let me look them up. And there's a shit ton of them. And I found one that had Irish cream and Kahlua and root beer. And I thought, that's interesting.
And you tried that. And I guess it curdled up.
Mm-hmm.
The Irish cream curdled up and made actually kind of a weird crust.
Yeah, like foam. A foamy crust.
Yeah.
There was actually an Irish cream recipe, the cocktail recipe that was a curdled cow. And you put OJ in it.
Oh, God, that sounds awful.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's just like a cement mixer. But you order, you know what a cement mixer is, right?
That sounds really familiar.
It's a mean trick you do to someone at a bar.
Yeah.
You wait till someone's either usually too drunk to notice or they don't know what they're doing and you're making fun of them, which is admittedly more a dick move. But you order a cement mixer, which is like a shot of Bailey's and a lemon wedge.
Uh-huh.
And you just say, yeah, just... do the shot, hold it in your mouth, and then put the lemon wedge in your mouth or squeeze the lemon wedge in your mouth. So again, it's only going to work on a certain type of person.
Right.
And then it just curdles in their mouth.
Instantly.
Yeah.
I have heard that.
And it gets stuck in their teeth, I guess. And it's just a really not cool thing to do.
But this isn't disgusting or anything. I mean, the crust foam was kind of cool.
Yeah.
It was fine. It was a feature, not a bug, I would say.
It's like a good ghost that comes to the haunted house, not a bad ghost.
And we're like, this needs a little something, because it really just tasted like root beer.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted the chartreuse.
The root beer overwhelmed everything.
I was looking at the
it's my boneheaded fault.
No, it's okay. It's fine. I didn't remind you until it was too late. But I was looking at the recipe, and I'm like, this seems like it'll be good, but I have a feeling, because it's four times the amount of root beer as liquor,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's going to overwhelm it, and it did.
And you had to, like, was it Sarnac?
Root beer? No, Virgil's.
Okay. Well, so it's a strong
root beer. It's a good root beer. Yeah, that was the other. I should have went cheap, and I was like, well, I don't want to cheap out.
Yeah, and I understand. But I think because it's one of those root beers that has such a strong kind of, is it sarsaparilla that's in, I think it is.
I think so, yeah.
That's in the root beer.
Sarsaparilla root?
Yeah. And that just sort of overwhelms all the other stuff in it.
Yeah, so we added a bunch more Baileys and then decided to break out leftover vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, so now it's kind of another boozy milkshake sort of thing.
Yeah, and again, tastes good to me.
That wasn't much of a clink.
Mm.
Just a thunk.
It's a very full tulip.
So man, I got nothing.
Hit it.
So I haven't seen any new movies. We did start watching, and I'm not pushing this. I'm not pushing it because it's a little of the show's a little uneven. I find it very entertaining, but there are some real groaners in there in the writing and the jokes.
Okay.
I'm talking about The Good Place.
Ah.
And it's got me hooked because I just want to, I'm into the mythology. I want to see where the story is going.
Mm-hmm.
The characters are interesting enough, although there's a lot of really thinly written characterization in here.
Is this like a network comedy or something?
Yeah, it's like an ABC, I think, comedy.
Gotcha.
It's got Ted Danson and Kristen Bell, I want to say, right?
I literally never heard of the show until you brought it up.
Oh, okay.
What prompted you guys to watch this?
I'd actually read something about it. that was it was an article about the end of the and like an end of the season wrap up because they just finished their first season. I think. I know the first season is done. I think it's the only season. I could be wrong. Anyway, what I had read was that there's like some big event that happens at the end of the first season that, and I think the words were something to the effect of, turns the whole series on its head.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, okay. Now I want to know what that is.
Might be worth getting through a season.
Worth getting through a season.
Sure.
And it's interesting. It's, like I said, some of the jokes are just like so lame, but, I'm enjoying it. It takes place in an afterlife.
Okay.
In, The Good Place. So the main character, she finds herself in The Good Place,
mm-hmm.
only she quickly realizes that she does not belong there. She's not the person that they think she is. And she's really kind of a shitty person.
Is it Kristen Bell?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So she's this, like, she's not a horrible, she's not a good person by any stretch. She's definitely on the negative side of the pluses and minuses, the moral scorekeeping.
If this were a BioWare game, she'd be heading towards Renegade.
Sure.
Not so much Paragon.
Anyway. And she's got everybody, you know, she's trying to keep up the facade and actually trying to become a good person throughout the series.
So did the person they think she is end up in hell by accident?
Well, that's what it looks like. And I don't want to spoil anything, but we're in the middle of the season right now.
She's really in hell.
I don't know. That might be it. That totally might be it.
I know nothing about the show, so do not listen to my guesses. Anything informed at all.
Yeah. But already halfway through the season, a lot of things have been going on. There have been some big reveals, some big twists. Some like, I was like, I know this is going to happen, and it did.
Mm.
Like a mile away. 10 miles away. 20 miles. A million miles away, if you will. I'm saying it was telegraphed well ahead.
Yeah, so telegraphed that even though telegraphs have ceased to exist by a good 100 years, you still saw it coming.
Yes.
Via telegraph.
Yes.
That is a really well-telegraphed telegraph.
There we go. Other things, it's just intriguing. It's an intriguing premise, and they're doing some interesting stuff, and I'm enjoying it. I think a lot of people, I think you might find the writing a little too annoying.
Yeah, we're pretty, Erica, I think, has a little lower tolerance. My tolerance is pretty, no, she has a higher tolerance. My tolerance is really low.
But you, I can also see that you might be curious just for the whole premise.
Mm.
No? The afterlife premise not doing it for you this time?
No. It's just, I'm so saturated on television that it's really taking a stand-up show to keep me interested.
All right.
You know? I mean, I could be wrong.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong about it. It might be the stupidest twist ever. But anyway, I mean,
they're all still alive.
Having a good time.
You know what? That's all the fucking.
It's like a super light version of Lost. You know.
Oh, so it makes sense.
Yeah, it's like Lost meets Friends. You know.
Wow, that is not a selling point to me. We are 3 episodes into Ash versus the Evil Dead now.
Okay, we watched the first. This is new then. It's not new though. This came out like over a year ago.
I think they're already Stars. Well into their second season, if not done with their second season. But
yeah, so the four of us watched it 2 nights ago.
The first episode,
mm-hmm. And it was pretty good. And we didn't look at the credits or anything before we started it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing all the camera effects. I'm like, wow, they are really cribbing off of all the Sam Raimi stuff, all of his camera angles and tricks and techniques. And it was Sam Raimi directing it. So,
which
so
is that awesome. Makes sense. Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. Well, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's funny that they can't legally in the first season reference Army of Darkness at all, even though this takes place after Army of Darkness in the timeline.
And they had a lot of clips of
Evil Dead 2.
I think.
No, 1.
Just 1?
Yeah, because 2 was the same story as 1, but fewer characters and funnier.
Yeah.
So
2 was like a remake of 1.
Yeah, but with a smaller cast and goofier. one had much more characters. They showed all those characters.
Oh, okay.
I think in the second episode. So they seem to only be referencing one for whatever reason. I mean, but you really only need to reference one or the other. You do have to pick one
because exactly. One is a remake. Although I think the stuff with the dead girlfriend was from two.
No, it happened in both.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
But they showed like four of his friends dying in the cabin, so it had to be one.
Yeah.
Because okay. I'm pretty sure the girlfriend was the only one in two.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
But we kept it going. And it was a little bit odd that they didn't seem to be referencing Army of Darkness.
And he doesn't work at S-Mart in this,
right.
Which is a little strange too, but yeah, you get by it. But I guess apparently they got the rights in the second season, so I'm like really looking forward to seeing all of a sudden all the tie-ins happening that didn't happen in the first season. But he's doing great. I mean, he's found his groove now. You know, the reluctant hero thing is done now. It's firmly into Evil Dead territory by the third episode. It's great. And it's cool to see this done with much better production value. Because even Army of Darkness, which was a much bigger budget movie, you know, than the other two, was so old and still Raimi campy.
Yeah. You know. And there were some scenes even in Army of Darkness that were like,
they're grown inducing. So yeah. They are doing a lot. I mean, the gore is still there, which is awesome in the TV show. But they did some, like in the last episode, Eric and I were like, wow, this is pretty well done for them. I mean, you know, when he fights the little doll in the warehouse, like, you know, there's some computer effects that aren't bad.
Yeah, there's some CGI, but there's also a good amount of from what I saw in the first one, a good practical. Amount of practical effects.
Yeah, they're still doing a lot of practical, which I like. So really enjoying it. You know, it's an easy thing to enjoy. It's goofy and gory, and it ties into a favorite franchise of mine. So.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue watching that.
And Bruce Campbell does a great job with the... God, he's a dick, but he's still pretty cool.
The stupid, the cool... Time. It's the stupid, cool asshole character.
Yeah.
That is really all he does. And even he admits that. Like, have you ever read his autobiography of If Chins Could Kill? I have it if you ever want to borrow it. It's very entertaining. But yeah, he's had such a strange career and such an odd, like, distant relation to success.
Yeah. He said... I still remember one of my favorite parts of him was
his penis.
No, one of roles, not parts. I guess
what you said was one of my favorite parts of him was
parts. One of my favorite roles was just the cameo he did in, I think it was Spider-Man 2.
The Usher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
he's like in there for like less than a minute, and he just completely steals the scene.
Yeah, and Raimi sticks him in everything.
Yeah.
Like, he was in The Quick and the Dead as a random character, gets shot.
Was he? I don't remember that.
Yeah, he showed up to visit Sam Raimi one day, and Sam's like, and then one of the actors, and the older actress is like, I really feel like my character should kill this guy who rapes his daughter. And Sam, like, I guess apparently goes from that, looks from the actor to Bruce Campbell, and he's like, Bruce, go get down to wardrobe. And he's like, and then I got shot.
I like that. I really like The Quick and the Dead.
I never saw that.
That was a fun movie. You've never seen it?
No.
How is that? How have you never seen that?
Because there are a lot of movies in the world, Mike.
Well, okay. But it's a Sam Raimi.
It's not Citizen Kane. I mean, come on.
No, it's not. It's not. But I thought it was very, very entertaining.
I'm sure it was, because I think Sam Raimi is a good director.
And it was, my gosh, who was in that?
Rebecca De Mornay?
No.
No. The other, like, woman who played...
Oh, Basic Instinct.
Yeah. Who is that? Oh, my God.
I'm blanking out on names.
That woman. That actress.
Yeah. Gene Hackman was the heavy, and he was just... He was great in it. He's basically playing the same character from Unforgiven.
Well, if it ain't broke.
And, oh, my gosh, the...
Leonardo DiCaprio? Or is that...
DiCaprio was in it. Yeah.
That's the extent of my knowledge of this movie. Bruce Campbell had a cameo?
Bruce Campbell had a cameo. And the main guy hero was... I am so blanking out on names.
Name other
Gladiator.
Movies. Russell Crowe?
Yeah, Russell Crowe.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Kim Basinger?
Who was in Sliver?
Huh?
Who was in the movie Sliver?
It's Kim Basinger, isn't it? Basic Instinct?
But that's not who it was it? You know what? We have phones. This is going to bug me. I do not think it's Kim Basinger. It's someone else, and I bet like five people are yelling at the podcast right now trying to tell us.
We can edit all this out.
Nope. I like to keep this in because I like us to look stupid. I'm totally cool with that. All right. The Quick and the Dead. Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone.
Ah, she was in Sliver, Sharon too. Stone. Yeah, Sharon Stone.
Oh, my gosh. I am awful with actor names.
Whoa. Joss Whedon contributed to it.
Oh.
Now I really need to see it.
Know, I did not know that at all.
Yeah, 95. I was 14 when this movie came out. So there you go.
That was a perfect age to watch it.
I was not aware of Sam Raimi when I was 14.
That was a great movie for a 14-year-old.
Because of masturbation material?
No, because it's like gonzo western.
I'm not sure that's what... It's like, I don't know if you know what 14-year-olds are into, but I'm pretty sure if I went up to a 14-year-old now and went, hey, Mr. 14-year-old, you want to watch a gonzo western? They'd be like, dude, step back.
Okay. I don't even remember 14. I'm pretty sure 14 was awful.
I was a... Yeah, 14 wasn't great for me. But that's the problem. 14's awful.
So what is that? What are you, like a freshman maybe?
You're 8th grade, I
think. 8th or 9th? Yeah, eighth. Depending on how old...
Depending on how old you are.
When your birthday is.
Because 15, 16, 17. Yeah, so you're in 8th grade. So you're upper middle school.
There's nothing good about that time.
Nope, you're about to get knocked down to the lowest peg of high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a shit time, man. Shit time.
What are your memories of that age? Anything?
Jesus. Let's see. I was in Morris, New York. it was the worst time of my life.
Morris, New York.
Yeah, so that was at the height of the shit in my family.
Oh, okay.
So my father had lost his mind at that point.
The things are coming apart.
Oh, yeah. So I think my mom had thrown him out at that point. Yeah, my mom had thrown my father. He was trying to commune with the dead and the magic horn filled with manure. Like, all that shit was happening around then.
God. I don't think I'd ever heard of that.
I must have told you that.
The magic horn filled with... Okay.
Really? Okay. Well, you know what? It's probably been a while since I mentioned it. Yeah. So my father, like, went off the deep end, like, pretty firmly. And
sorry,
no, don't apologize. I think it's hilarious. So like there was a lot of abuse happening, and my mom was building up this courage after 20 years of being an abused housewife to kick my father out, which was fantastic.
Yes,
not but
hilarious.
That's great. Not funny. Yeah. But looking back,
getting to
this
that.
Other the... shit is hilarious. So
yeah, okay,
so she inherits a bunch of money. Being a good Christian housewife, she lets him have control of the finances, and it was like almost $200,000, I think. So he moves us to the top of a mountain.
Where'd that money come from?
Her parents.
Wow, okay.
Well, because that generation knew how to save for your kids.
Yeah, I guess so.
so he moved us on the top of this mountain and bought this like 200-year-old horrible condition farmhouse because he wanted to start a cult. Mm-hmm. And he needed lots of land.
He got the land.
It was 70 acres.
So it's like just constantly trying to... fix holes in the house and
yeah, well he was like gut renovating room by room. I mean, he was good with that kind of stuff. He understood how to do, you know, carpentry. So and then he just started to lose it, and so he got into his head that he started reading about shamanistic practices.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to be a farmer as part of this cult leader thing because they go hand in hand.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of cult leaders
aren't. You gotta feed the people.
I mean, cult leaders aren't, you know, like taxidermists.
Okay.
Wait, actually.
I'm not making that connection.
Yeah, I don't either. I was looking for some of them. Maybe they might be taxidermists. Okay. Buddies in Space does not claim any moral or knowledgeable standing when it comes to the occupations of most cult leaders.
So they're not, they are like taxidermists or they're not? Do they do anything where they take dead bodies and hook them up with wires and stuffing?
Let me stop you. Think about what you just said. Does that sound like something a cult leader might do?
It could be.
Because I said that and immediately thought, that's something a cult leader might do. Okay, yeah. Anyway.
Not to besmirch the good name of the
cult leaders everywhere.
Taxidermists everywhere.
Okay, yeah. Who are all cult leaders, I've heard. That is not true. There's nothing true about that statement. So he started reading about these shamanistic practices, and he, like, I remember this, really excitedly told me about how you could buy from this shaman a bullhorn. Like the horn of a bull, that yeah. It was maybe it's already hollow or it's hollowed out, and it's filled with shamanistically blessed. I just love saying shamanistic. That may not even be a word, but it's really say it. Shamanistic.
Shamanistic.
It's a fun word.
Are you sure it's not shamanistic?
It probably is shamanistic, but miss saying it is sort of an extra.
You say shaman, I say shaman. Let's it's fill all, the whole thing with bullshit.
It's all, oh, high five. So you get this magic bullshit, you shove it in the...
That's so awesome. That is so awesome. Because it is. It is literally magic bullshit.
If it were anyone but him, I would look back and be like, oh my God, he is the single greatest prankster I've ever met in my life. But he was 100% serious.
All right, so you got the magic bullshit.
You get the magic bullshit.
I just love saying that. Oh my God.
The shamanistically blessed magic bullshit. Shove it in the horn. You bury it facing, it had to be a certain direction.
You got to put that bullshit in the ground. You got to bury that bullshit.
Mike, the important thing is know where to point your bullshit. And if you pointed it like due southeast, it would bless like a square acre.
Okay. All right. So you got your horn full of shit. You're full of
you're full of magic bullshit.
Full of shamanistic shit.
Right.
All right. So, okay. It's buried.
And it blesses the acre. I don't know if there's like an exact, like you could take a tape measure and be like, growing, stop growing. We're at the acre point.
Okay. It's a little bit disappointing because I was imagining that this horn would have been blown somehow.
No.
You would like.
You do not want to blow this horn. You're going to have magic bullshit all over those lips, dude.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how this works.
If you blew that horn at someone, blow it out. If you blew that out, it would be a blowout. It'd be like you'd be looking at the inside of a toilet bowl, but like, you know, the walls of your home or something. You don't blow that shit.
I mean, practically speaking, in realistic terms, that manure is going to do a lot better if you blow it out onto the field instead of just burying it in one spot.
I just want to point out that we are actually. Seriously talking about magic bullshit, and you've used the words practically and realistically to preface anything about this conversation. Just to highlight that fact. So then from there, I went to necromancy, and then my mom was like, we're out, or you're out, we're done, and kicked him out. So that was my eighth grade, was right after that, me being like, oh, my childhood is now done. We are dirt poor, living on a mountain. Like literally a mountain. This is when I had to send a short bus up to me because a full size bus couldn't get to me. and that's why I got off. I was the smartest kid in my grade. Every day I got off of the school, but the short bus,
mm-hmm.
like 10 minutes after everyone started class, because there had to be an extra bus because they hadn't planned my
road.
So you
were the only one on this bus?
I was like one of three kids.
Okay.
So I rolled in front of the whole school getting off the short bus. And I was like the smartest kid. It was an incessant, you know, source of torment for me.
I also rode the short bus when I was in junior high.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, oh God. So when I was in sixth grade, the school powers that be.
There's a lot of arm waving.
I know. Waving the hands around.
Yeah.
So
are we back to the OA? Are you going to do some interpretive dance again?
So they basically came around and said, okay, you guys are, you like six or seven kids are getting the best test scores in your grade.
Okay.
So we want to put you in this program.
This program.
Yeah.
Was it the CIA?
No.
Okay.
No, it was called the PEP program. I don't even remember what it was. It was a stupid goddamn.
Was it the same school? Or did you have to go to a different school?
Well, this is when we were moving from grade school to junior high.
Okay.
So the program that we got in it in junior high.
So you weren't in eighth grade, just to tie back to that. This is not yet eighth grade. This is sixth, you said.
The end of sixth grade. Okay. So junior high started for us in seventh grade.
For me, it started in sixth. Okay, yeah, okay. Gotcha.
So, yeah. So we didn't go to the junior high school that we normally would have gone to. We
went to a different junior high.
So, yeah, they had to bus us to a completely different junior high on the opposite side of town.
In a short bus.
Yeah, because there were like maybe like seven or eight of us total from our area, our neighborhood.
Right.
So yeah, we ended up taking the short bus every day.
So were you made fun of because of it?
Not really. Okay. We were made fun of because we were nerds.
Yeah.
Just in general. The short bus was irrelevant at that point.
Is that still a thing? Like, are kids cool enough now? I know it's a silly question.
I don't know.
I mean, do kids still get made fun of for riding the short bus, I wonder?
I don't know. Why are you asking me?
Yeah, I know. Well, why am I asking you? You were the one claiming Gonzo rested movies were what 14-year-olds were watching.
Probably what I would have watched. I don't know.
Well, yeah, but you rode the short bus in sixth grade.
Okay. That's not on you!
Touchy much?
No.
So what was your eighth grade like then? I've told you mine.
It was weird because in seventh and eighth grade, we were in this program.
You were still in the pep program?
It was seventh and eighth. It was junior high. And junior high
for stayed in it for 2 years. Okay.
Yeah. And so we were...
They were just engineering you to not be popular.
They were, because we were in all of these, the special pep program classes, I guess.
God, what a terrible name.
I know. It's stupid. And we were effectively isolated from the other students.
Right.
So I had, like, maybe two classes in which I was thrown in with the other. Like, it was gym class, okay?
It's always gym class.
So they throw us in with everybody else in gym class. And it was, all of the academic classes were nerd level classes.
This feels like it was actually wedgie protection. Like they were like, we know you don't stand a chance of making it. So if we just keep you outside of the purveyance of the other children as much as possible, maybe you'll make it.
Yeah. Honestly, it really wasn't that bad.
That's good.
I didn't socialize much just in general. So I was just as awkward in one class as the other.
Perfect.
Yeah. And even back then, you know, just being a nerd wasn't really something that would get you targeted.
Really?
Not really.
So it was after that? It was my time frame was
maybe, because I think everybody was just so fucked up in junior high for everybody's own stupid reasons. I mean, you're at that awful, awful age.
Yeah, but that they said it's like sharks with chumming the water. Like once they sense someone is different and everyone can gang up on them.
I don't know. I felt like everybody was different. Like everybody that I went to school with in junior high had their own weird fucked up this.
That's true. It's just some people managed to glom onto each other and form wolf packs. I mean, that was my experience. I really hated junior high. But I do have a fun, funny gym experience, which was senior year I took like all college courses.
Mm-hmm.
So the only gym class I could go to was a freshman gym class. So I was like this golden god. It was like this one random senior who just hung out with a freshman. I was just like, hey guys, what's up? And they're like, you're not going to beat us up? I'm like, fuck that, no. I'm just going to hang out.
Well, the funny thing is, in the junior high I went to, they did like every other day sort of class stuff. So they did every other day gym and music classes.
Okay.
And so we started off with like, you know, basic music. And then almost everyone, to a person, except for me, either chose to go on to chorus or band or orchestra.
Something hands-on.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to do any of that. So they're like, okay, we'll just put you in the regular music class that nobody else is in, I guess.
So you're a one-person class?
I was the only guy in the music class.
High five,
bro.
It
was me and these seven, I'm just going to say, lower-achieving girls.
Wow.
Because everybody else, it was just assumed that you would go on to one of the more, I don't know, advanced music genre classes and not just a general music.
So you, went,
if you knew
you were
what
the
fuck
freaks?
You were doing.
You were with the freaks?
Yeah. And it was a weird, because of the scheduling, and it was a weird and stupid technical, it was alternating music and gym classes and every other Friday,
okay.
They alternated every other Friday between music and gym.
So you'd have 3 days music, 2 days gym, then 3 days gym, 2 days music.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
So this is a really complicated thing to get to some to get.
There
to
better
a
be a
place.
Killer.
It's
put,
not.
Payoff
it's
here.
Not a good payoff. Do you want to just keep making fun of me for it? That's okay. Just keep. Keep on.
I'm just
gonna
start hitting
here.
You with my spoon.
Okay, that's fine. Ow, 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 ow. All right, okay. That's I need to focus here.
I was just letting you relive your.
So the upshot of all this bizarre scheduling.
You got laid.
No.
Wow, I've checked out now.
So it was the same. It was the same class period as the orchestra and band students.
Okay.
So when it was Jim, it was everybody all together.
Okay.
And when it was music, it was just me and the girls.
Okay.
But on every other Friday, the orchestra and band students didn't alternate. They always did
orchestra and band.
Orchestra and band on Fridays.
Okay.
So,
dear God, where is the story going? I know.
Every other Friday, it was just me and these like seven girls in gym class. And the first time that happened.
Okay.
Because in gym class, you have, you can keep making fun of me. It's all right.
All right. I'm actually so apathetically riveted right now. Like my brain is, your story is so boring, Spike, that I'm actually paying attention.
I'm sorry. I will try to work in a magical bullshit horn.
No, that's my magical bullshit horn. Damn you it. Can't have it.
I want it, though. I can't even come close to living up to that. There's nothing in my history that's anywhere near that.
But you know I will always have those things. I will have crazy ace after crazy ace to pull out of my ass, and Jesus. It'll always be true.
This is not fair. What do I get? I get every other apparently, Friday I had me and a bunch of girls in gym class.
Which, okay, so the thing that I'm finding so incredibly uninteresting about this story is that that's what you had in music class as well. So unless you tell me what the fuck is special about the gym class, group orgies.
No, so in gym class you had a male teacher and a female teacher.
I remember.
And so on that first alternating day, it's just me going into the locker room, and then the male teacher like comes in and is like, what are you doing in here?
Oh my God, are you about to tell me you got touched?
I'm just gonna leave that to your imagination.
All right. My imagination's a scary place. I grew up with magical bullshit horns, dude. My imagination has to go some crazy shit to make up for reality. Anyway, go on.
So anyway, it was weird. They didn't really know what to do with me. Uh-huh. And I think the male teacher would like had just planned on
just fucking around.
Yeah, fucking around. And now he's got to deal with this one student.
Right. He didn't force you into the weight room. That's what I would do. The way I wanted the story to end, and then you're like, and that's when for 1 year I was a weightlifting champion.
Yeah. So they just like said, you know, no, screw it. Just go work in the office or whatever. So like every other Friday I was like an office runner then.
Well, that's still exercise.
Not really.
Well, runners doing homework
and like taking slips down to a class if something.
That's as much exercise as most kids get in gym class.
Yeah.
To be fair. All right, Smike.
That was a lame ass story.
Not only was it a lame ass story, it was a fucking long, disappointing buildup, climaxing in an anticlimax to an incredibly boring story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I talked to the judges at home.
Junior high was lame and boring for me. There was no magic in it.
Yeah, mine
just,
was full
just
of
bullshit.
Just bullshit. No, not magic bullshit.
Not even a little bit magic. No necromancy. No.
No forest teepees.
No.
Yep, I had those.
No.
No magical moving clearings that you couldn't find for a year.
I didn't even date anyone in junior
high. Oh, I didn't either.
It was, you know, we did the dances and...
The awkward dances?
They're so awkward. And I think I had a crush on, like, every girl that I was in, it's that like was in that pet program with me at one point or another.
It's like Teen Girl Squad. I like every boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was that. Well, I mean, you're just a bag of hormones. Jesus Christ. And the smarter you are, the stupider you are socially. That's the worst part. There are no Ozymandiases in middle school. You know what I mean? Like, the smarter you are, the more you are fucked for years to try to overcome that. Mm. So, yeah, Ash vs. the Evil Dead's pretty good.
Yeah. Unlike any of my stories about childhood.
Oh, but you had so much rampant racism growing up. We've unpacked that.
Yeah.
So Mike, I'm gonna give you a word of advice. From one fucked up childhood to another, stick with the racism stories. Just stick with the Klan rallies. Leave the pet program stuff at home.
Fine. God, I was such a nerd.
Well, you know, we rule the earth now. Well, we did until January 20th. Should we take a crack at this gem right here?
What is that?
This is what my wife found recently.
Okay, it's probably way interesting than anything I had to talk about.
Oh my God, I'm gonna slap you.
I do have this though, if we want to, as a backup.
Is that a joint? Oh my God, it's Mike.
this.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking we'd do a whole episode around that.
Okay. Well, but, let's not, we're going to save that then.
No, fuck it. Let's do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I want to eat some. What do you want to tell the audience at home?
All right, this
what
is a is? Gift that you and Erica actually gave.
It
to
was
me.
It was Erica because she was actually at Dylan's Candy Bar, which right, is in New York
Dylan's
City.
Candy Bar,
which by the way is a customer of my company. They have our phones, which I thought was funny.
All right, are you plugging your phones right now?
No, okay. That one's unplugged. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Wait, so this is a gourmet candy bar.
Yeah, but what's the flavor?
Dylan's Candy Bar, Belgian milk chocolate.
Okay.
That sounds delicious. Oh, and there's something else here.
Oh, what?
It is also pizza flavored.
I'm sorry, it's a pizza?
Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza flavored.
Who in their right mind would make a pizza flavored candy bar?
Why, Dylan's Candy Bar Company, apparently.
Yeah, that's like I love how the picture is them lifting a slice and it's like massive amounts of stringy cheese.
Yeah, it's a bizarre picture.
Like nothing about that makes me want chocolate.
No.
I want Papa John's now.
Oh, God.
But I don't
Why?
Want...
Why? Why do you have to keep going to Papa John's? That is sick, man.
it's
messed
salt.
Up.
It's salty and delicious.
Ugh.
I didn't work at Papa John's.
I'd rather have Little fucking Caesars than Papa John's.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't work at Little Caesars.
Yeah, that's the only reason, is you work there.
All right, we're digging into this thing.
I'm wondering if this is a good idea.
I know what it's going to be like. Well, I have an idea. Because
pizza
it's got like basil and oregano in it, I think.
Okay, so it's going to be an herbaceous chocolate bar?
Yeah, have a little nose of that.
Whoa, that is someone took a pound of Italian seasoning and poured it in some chocolate.
All right.
I do not have high hopes for this.
All right, you take a piece there.
Oh,
I'm going to have
a piece. It's the size of a pizza slice. it does not even taste good.
Did you taste it?
I mean, smell good.
All right, on three. One, two, three. This is not a good combination.
It's literally pizza seasoning and chocolate.
Yeah. I'm gonna eat the rest of it, but my taste buds are so confused right now.
They're like, "Why do you hate me?" Shame on them. They should have gone all out. There should be bits of pepperoni in this. There should be spice.
This is not good.
No.
No. I'm still like, we're still chewing.
I just want it out of my mouth. Do you want a little water?
Yeah.
Ah. Now I gotta order Papa John's to get rid of this taste. Wow.
Oh my God. No, it gets worse. It just hangs in there.
Ah, why does it have a long finish? Damn you, Erica!
We're making her eat a piece of this. We are right. For sure making
now,
revenge.
Now we're getting revenge.
Okay. Oh, man.
Wow, this is terrible.
It's like having a bite of chocolate and then like...
Immediately...
Just having a handful of like oregano pizza seasoning and just licking it.
I know what it is. This is exactly what it is. You ready?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful summer evening. You have just been given a delicious milk chocolate candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a sensory journey with me. You're mm-hmm. outside.
Okay.
You're at grandma. You're at grandma's house. She's giving you some milk chocolate.
Okay. In the past, grandma's passed away.
Mine too.
Okay.
Wait, what do you want? A fucking medal?
Well, I'm just saying. this has to be in the past because if I'm at her house, she's alive, obviously.
Yes. Or right. You're trespassing at her house, and
all right. So this is like 15 years ago. I'm gonna say.
15 years ago,
okay.
you have just taken your first bite of a fairly tasty milk chocolate bar.
Okay.
You're walking. It's in the gloaming of the evening. It's a little hard to see.
Right.
Okay. At grandma's house, you don't see the root sticking up from that tree.
Oh.
You have a little bit of chocolate in your mouth. You're mm-hmm. happy. You trip.
Whoa.
And you land mouth open, face first into grandma's herb garden. And you now have oregano and basil and parsley and some rosemary and thyme in your mouth. And mixed with chocolate. And what do you do?
Yeah.
Being the wise person you are 15 years ago, you immediately put more chocolate in your mouth to try to drown out the flavor.
Oh, yeah. And, no. Oh, that
doesn't work. Oh. That makes it worse. What do you do? You run inside and have a drink of water. Does that help?
No. It's still there. It's spread around.
Yeah. It has taken that flavor and filled every crevice of your mouth, coated your throat. That's what it's like. Fuck you, Dylan's Candy Bar. Fuck you long. Fuck you hard. So, a year ago, we had solicited people to find stories from their youth. Apparently, only my wife psychotically saves everything she did as a child.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, no, I have stuff, but not stories.
Mm-hmm.
But she gets it from her mother, so it's not really to blame. My wife is not to blame, because her mother is a pack rat. So Erica recently found this self-written and illustrated story. Would you like to read the title?
Okay, this is Spider-Man parentheses and friends on parentheses versus Fossil Man parentheses and friends parentheses.
I'd like to point out
Spider-Man isn't the only one who gets to have friends.
No, everyone gets friends. Now, what I'd like to point out is the and friends, I'm fairly sure, was added later. For Spider-Man. Because the title is vertical. Spider-Man, one line, versus one line, Fossil Man, one line, and friends. Also, the weight of the pencil.
Yeah, it's different for both of them.
It's different. So I guess it started out, I'd say draft one of this was Spider-Man versus Fossil Man.
Yes.
And Erica came up with some friends.
Maybe she's just been watching the show. Because wasn't it the cartoon Spider-Man and Friends?
Probably.
Show?
I think you're right.
With Iceman and whatever Flame Girls, whoever, whatever her name was.
Pyro? No, that's a guy. Dazzler?
No. Dazzler. Dazzler's not flames.
What Flame Girl?
Flame Girl. She was the female Human Torch.
There was a female Human Torch?
I think it was just in the cartoons.
Okay. Because it's not sounding like...
You never watched this, huh?
Nope.
All right.
I don't think my wife did either, to be honest.
Well, okay, it was Spider-Man and Friends, and that was the show, because he had a couple of friends.
Oh, this has a dedication.
Aw.
Oh my god, it has a table of contents?
What?
So this was...
Stories.
So yeah, Storize. Storis?
Yes.
Storis. Written by Erica Howard. To my brother, Keith.
Aw.
And what are the Storis?
The Storis, Storis 1... is Spider-Man versus Fossil Man.
I think it's Fossil Man.
Fossil Man. number two is Captain America versus Weather Wheel. And wow, that's exciting.
I like how she tried to write a box around it and she had to do a little nub for the wheel.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Who is Weather Wheel?
I think it's an original character.
I'm excited about Weather Wheel. Yo, I cannot wait to
see. I hope
see
Marvel's it. Listening to this right now.
Incredible Hulk versus Transformer. Oh, we got a crossover going.
Well, it's not Transformers. It's just
One of them. One, okay.
Is that actually correct?
There might be a licensing issue here.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's gonna fly. I do like the next one. Good luck with this.
They're not in the same universe, right? Who does the comics? Is it DC or Marvel for Transformers? I wonder.
I don't know.
No. Invisla, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right.
Invisla, yeah.
Versus Ninjitsu
with a Z,
because it's radical.
What the fuck is his last one?
Number five, restoring.
Yeah,
that's... I don't know what restoring could even possibly mean. Is it restorming? It's definitely
restorning.
Yeah. And I guess that's going to be revealed.
I hope so.
Versus Devlin.
So if I had to pick one that I would flip right to, it's probably number five.
I would go Captain America versus Weather Wheel, because I'm all about Weather Wheel right now.
Well, restorning has me intrigued. It has tickled my fancy.
It's intriguing, but it does not beat Weather Wheel.
All right.
I mean, is it a guy that rolls around and can control weather? Is it a sentient device that that is like that churns flour? I don't know.
A sentient device that churns flour?
I'm thinking like a giant wheel.
Like a mill wheel.
Like a mill wheel, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, it's not mill wheel. It says weather wheel.
I know, but maybe it's control. I don't know, man. Shut up.
Sometimes I just have to, Spike, I just have to wind you up and stand back and just let you walk into that wall and keep walking.
But isn't there some, like, well-known, it's some well-known sci-fi or fantasy series that I haven't...
The Wheel of Time.
Yeah, Wheel of Time. Right, right.
You know what isn't in that title at all? The word fucking weather.
But isn't, like, the Wheel of Time something that's itself sentient that some guy created?
I literally have no idea what the Wheel of Time is about.
Okay.
Because I was got into fantasy, and some other kids I knew were reading that, and the book was huge, massively large. And then the kid who was reading it that I knew brought a gun into school. Oh. So I kind of have that weird association with that book.
Also, I'm going on a really short tangent here. In the Amber Chronicles, Roger Zelazny's Amber Chronicles.
You mentioned that before, yeah.
Yeah. In the one of the later runs, there's a character who has a sentient wheel that he's created.
Okay.
That's like a computer thing.
What's that wheel called?
I don't know. It's not Weather Wheel.
Because that's really all the point I wanted to make.
Anyway, that's why I'm thinking sentient wheel. If it's just a guy who does cartwheels, I'm going to be severely disappointed. It's probably going to be a guy who does cartwheels. No, don't spoil it.
I'm trying to figure out how to divvy this up.
You're like flipping ahead.
All right, so there are five like one paragraph stories.
All right.
So
I want Weather Wheel.
And I want Restoring. So there's three others.
So you start with number one.
Spider-Man versus Fossilman.
Okay.
And there are illustrations. I see a picture of, it looks like a vault door with what looks like very fake spiders coming out of it. And it says spider suit room.
Yeah.
And then what the fuck is that? It's a bunch of random marker, different colors. So it's blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, green, yellow, red.
There's like some sort legs? Of drawing around it. That's on the other side. I don't know.
Is that like a tent? Is it a house?
It's like
a
chicken. I think you need to read it.
It's like a rainbow-colored chicken coop.
It might become evident what the pictures are referring to if you read it.
I doubt that, but I will read it anyway. What are we doing here?
You're reading.
What accent, do you mean? Like a dramatic reading. Am I just reading this cold? Direct cold. Me.
I don't know.
You're, cold reading?
You're Stan fucking Lee. I don't know. Go
no,
for it.
I'm not. No. that guy's a dick. No. Fine. I'll just do it straight. Spider-Man was taking a short and relaxing nap when his spider sense began to tingle. He thought, I must see what the matter is. So.
Wait, can you go back?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do a little sound effect for you there. I'll do the sound effect.
Okay, great.
All right.
I'll read slower. Where do you want me to take it back from?
Just go back to the beginning.
Spider-Man was taking a short, relaxing nap when his spider sense began to tingle.
Bzz, 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 bzz.
He thought, I must see what the matter is.
Whoosh.
So he got on his spider suit and walked out the door. So let's stop right there. Let's just go back. Because what I'm envisioning is a sentient spider suit on four legs that he is now riding on, and it's walking out the door. Do you see something different?
You get on your suit.
All right. That's not what I mean.
It's not the most grammatically correct thing, but he's putting on a suit, and I don't have a sound effect for that.
So, right. So don't you think a sentient four-legged suit that he's riding on top of would have more sound effects you could do? There. It sounds like a walking spider suit. Perfect. So I'm going to cue you in. So we got on his spider suit and walked out the door. In a second, he saw what was the matter. Fossilman has yet to come in, and we're ready on the second story, by the way.
What? We're already in the second story?
It's numbered.
All right. I don't know what this picture
is. I think that this is blueballing us, this the Storis.
All right. The whole street was filled with traffic jams. And this huge, muscular man, or thing, was causing the commotion.
Ruckus.
Spider-Man saw he was made up of fossils and dinosaur bones.
Bones?
Make a clacking sound. Let's try that again. Spider-Man saw he was made up of fossils and dinosaur bones. All right, good enough. Just then, he threw a huge boulder in the road. Really? You're not gonna... Okay.
Oh, I thought you were gonna keep talking.
Just then, he threw a huge boulder in the road and called, "Where is Spider-Man?" Then Spider-Man said, "I am here." And there was a picture of a car.
It looks like a helicopter. Yeah, I think it's a car, but it definitely looks like a helicopter.
Yes, it's a futuristic car.
Yes.
And there was what I assume is a boulder, Fossil Man, standing on a boulder that is in the middle of the road now.
Fossil Man kind of looks like E.T. holding a guitar with red eyes. That's what I'm getting out of that.
Maybe E.T. with a pumpkin on his head, the jack-o'-lantern. Are we on three already?
Yeah.
Wait, is this Weather Wheel?
I don't think she wrote the rest, dude. I'm sorry.
What? This is all just Fossil Man?
Yeah, this is all the same story. It might be chapters. She just never got past Storys 1. All
right. We're going to have to ask her about Weather Wheel, though.
No, you're going to have to ask her. I need to know about fucking...
Restorning.
So, Eric, about 26 years ago, would you say... So, Fossil Man looked around and spotted him. "Ah, good," he said.
"Good.
Why are you tearing this world apart?" Spider-Man asked. "I was looking for you. I challenge you to capture me, and I will capture you."
It's a game.
Wait, it gets better. And all Spider-Man could say was, "Go.
Go."
No. "Go.
Go."
Yeah, that's better. There you go. You have to stay low. You kind of went, "Go." It's got to be, "Go.
Go."
No. A, that sounded like goat. B, you have to elongate it. For some reason, raspy-voiced heroes elongate their words. Haven't you ever noticed that?
Spider-Man's not raspy-voiced.
Well, that's how we're reading them.
All right. "Go."
All right, fine. How would Spider-Man say it?
"Go."
I'm bored now. Oh, wow. It's like your gym story all over again.
Fuck you.
So, the picture is...
It's true, though.
The picture is Spider-Man swinging from the roof of a three-story building, and Fossil Man is still standing on his rock.
Still on the rock.
And, wow. All right. This story has some serious pacing issues.
There's just like notes and math at the top.
Read those. That's part of the story. That's part of the story.
J Channel 59 Long Gold 69.55 plus 25 equals 94.55, and that's correct.
Whoa, wait, do you know what this means? At one point my wife is actually good at math. It's funny.
30
if you
and
know this
3/8 inches wide, top to bottom. Something costs $70.
Sounds like a bookshelf, maybe? That sounds like
maybe 59 inches long.
Yeah, 30 inches, like a small bookshelf for $70.
All right. Anyway,
that was the interlude.
That was the commercial for IKEA in the middle of the story.
Are you Norwegian? Do you want to be? Shop at IKEA.
They fought for hours. I'm not going to do that for hours.
Right? No.
And finally, things were beginning to wrap up.
I wish I had the sound of tape wrapping.
Yeah. Like Spider-Man, for instance. Ho ho!
That was perfect. That doesn't mean anything.
Fossil Man was calling... Oh, I'm sorry. Fossil Man was coiling him up. Oh.
Yeah, do you see this picture right here?
Yeah, it's like... depending on which way he's facing, it's either a gigantic dick that Fossil Man is lassoed and wrapped Spider-Man up in.
Right.
Or, or a giant turd. I don't know.
It could be that Spider-Man is filled with urine and urinating on Fossil Man.
I think it's going the other way.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Fossil Man has wrapped Spider-Man up in either a urine stream, a gigantic penis, or a gigantic turd.
But regardless, what my wife did in her younger years was she only put this thing connecting them at crotch level for both of them.
Yeah.
Which is impressive because they're not at the same, like, elevation either.
Well, maybe it's a perspective. Maybe it's... I don't know. I can't argue with an artist. All right. Fossil Man was coiling him up. We have a coiling sound? Ooh, I like that.
Thank you.
And then he carried him away. Spider-Man asked where he was going, and he got his answer. He was going to Fossil Man's hideout!
No! I'll give her this. She has a good sense of, like, drama.
Also, suspense. There's somebody's phone number here.
Ooh.
Something Ames? I don't know.
I bet that says Canandaigua Ames. Oh my god, we should call that number.
Statistically
speaking, this number won't work anymore, so...
Oh, why are we doing this? You think it's 585?
Oh, shit, you're right. Wayne County. Well, Canandaigua, what?
It's gotta be 315.
Canandaigua County.
Just put it in Canandaigua area code.
Oh, yeah, that would have made more sense. Ontario.
Yeah, it's going to be 315.
All right.
Why are we doing this again?
Because I'm trying to make this more interesting.
There we go. All right. You're on your own for this. It's also kind of late, so...
Hello?
Hey, is this the Canandaigua Ames? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Have a good night.
You too.
God. Well, now you're a dick.
Now, what I really want to know is if this was a boy that she had a crush on and I just talked to him.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that says CDGA Ames, right? Is that what it looks like?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
All right, so we're on to the last. It's a 9:45. I'm not that much of a dick. If I said, is your refrigerator running, that would have been a dick move. All right, you ready? This is the big, payoff. There are some major
artistry here. It looks like is that Webb?
I think.
Or is he just having stigmata?
Bleeding. I think he's bleeding everywhere.
Yeah.
He needs to see a spider doctor. There he was. Put into a machine where... Wait, that was a really good sound for that. Where, when you pull a lever, a stamping thing will go down slowly until it drops. Shroom! Then Fossilman left, laughing. Spider-Man thought, if I can free my hands, I can wrap my spider string around the stamping machine and it will stop. I got my hand free. Good, it stopped. I feel like there's some stuff missing there.
All right, go back. I'll put that sound effect where it needed to be.
Okay, cool. I got my hand free. Good, it stopped. Now, if I can get free... Hey, I untied the rope! That's what it says. Now to get Fossilman. The end. So let's review.
Okay,
so... Still pretty mad about the lack of any of the other stories.
I am furious that I did not get to find out about Weatherwheel.
I think that we should take this upstairs.
I am not going to be able to sleep.
I think we should demand...
Can we just bring her in here and ask her about this? Can we pause this for a second and have her in here as a...
We hear footsteps.
All right, somebody's coming downstairs.
We'll make some space right here for her. We'll make her sit next to her shame. Oh, we've been doing that for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, we have some questions.
I did a prank call and a phone number you put in there.
I put a phone number in there?
Yeah. I think it's for Canandaigua Ames.
My mom might have put that in.
It's not Canandaigua Ames anymore.
All right. Get in here.
Okay.
All right. So joining us now
is
the lovely Erica.
Hi.
Yeah, you've got some explaining to do.
All right.
Well, first of all, my mom wrote this. All that purple stuff.
Okay.
What is that? Does that say Canandaigua Ames?
Yes, and my mom wrote that.
Would that be a 315 area code?
Nope.
No?
Canandaigua at that point in time might have been a 716 area code.
You stupid son of a bitch.
All right. Well, anyway, nobody cares about that except for that poor guy that we probably woke up.
At a 9:45? This guy sounded like he was 20.
Yeah, all right. So, who's going? Can I?
You know what, Spike? I think you're really upset. So
I am really. Weather wheel? What is weather wheel?
Hold on. Okay.
Is it a person? Is it a sentient wheel?
When you're trying to get answers from an artist, you have to explain yourself. You have to.
I am eager to know.
Okay, so you have five stories.
Tell me.
Listed here, stories.
Weather wheel.
Okay.
What is it? What does it do?
So what you've laid out an entire universe of Storuses.
Does it have a gender?
One. I know. I meant to get to the other one.
And you divided that into five chapters, which is very confusing because there's supposed to be five Storuses. So we're sitting here like, well, when is fucking Captain America coming in? Okay, so
I don't care about Captain. I know what Captain America is. I don't know what weather wheel is.
So listen, you are not getting out of this room until you explain.
He probably just controls the weather.
Oh, no, that's not.
I'm sorry.
That's the best you can do? Why is there a wheel in his name, Erica?
What's with wheel?
Because he has all sorts of different weather patterns he can use.
Do you know that a wheel and a pattern are not the same thing, necessarily?
Well, you know.
Nope.
You
explain it.
Spin the wheel and you get different results.
So he gets a random? He can't control it?
Sure.
He just, like...
You know what? You've just made his night.
Okay. No, I'm cool with that. I am totally cool with that. It is a super villain that has control over the weather, but only in a random way. And he just spins the fucking wheel and hopes for the best.
It could be a tornado. My questions will probably not be that easy.
It could be drizzle. And, you know... He gets those fingers crossed.
It sounds like the wild card of villains.
Oh shit, it's Captain America. Ooh, let's have a thunderstorm, please.
I should have written that.
And then it's like sleet, and he's like, ah, fuck.
I have fallen into my own sleet. Okay, so there are
Captain
only...
Captain America's like, I don't even need the shield for this. If it were hail, maybe,
here.
But no.
Yeah. This is like ISIS, according to The Onion, just standing there, just letting us do our thing right now. So there's only three possible things that this picture could be, and we need you to identify it. It is either Spider-Man urinating on Fossil Man. It's not Fossil Man. Or it is Fossil Man pooping a very long turd on Spider-Man. Or it is a very long yellow penis wrapped around Spider-Man coming from Fossil Man. Can you please tell us which it is? Because inquiring minds.
I think it's just a rope that he's holding.
At like this.
Why is everything at crotch level here, Erica?
I don't know.
All right. Well, here's the most important question. What or who the fuck is Restorning? Is that a thing? Is that a person?
Plumb
is that
to like, depths, Erica.
Is this like Rumspringa? Is this like Rumspringa? Restorning?
Go back into those memories.
It's really hard. I think it was like 9 when I wrote this.
I said 9. Okay. Because I said 26 years ago. Oh, no, I said 16 years ago. No, I said 26 years ago.
I don't know what that means.
What is that? Is that a multicolored chicken coop?
That's a couch.
All right, I said you see that.
See, okay.
It's a really
like one of those European
couch.
Ones without arms. Yeah, okay, I gotcha. What is Restorning?
I don't know.
It's an IKEA couch.
Yeah. We had the IKEA commercial randomly, so.
Are those all the questions?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
I think only Smike got satisfactory answers here.
I'm happy. I'm happy with Weather Wheel.
I don't know what Restorning is.
We're done with you.
All right, bye.
Take well, this thank with you, me, though. Please. Thank you. You're welcome. You gotta be nicer to the guests, man.
Oh, is that why we haven't had a guest in so long? Don't forget to shut the door on your way out.
Fine.
We're the wheel.
Who is restoring?
That's awesome, man. I'm going to use Weather Wheel somehow.
You need to bring someday. That into, like, just normal conversation somehow.
Yeah.
And then Erica will just lose her shit. Everyone else will be like, all they said was Weather Wheel.
Yeah. Weather Wheel.
Don't make that face when you do that. Oh, my God.
Buddies in Space is a Stolen Dress Entertainment production. Visit Stolen Dress. God. I got Weather Wheel on the mind.
Visit Stolen Dress Cock.
Visit StolenCocks.com. No.
Stop dress, dot dresses.
Dressed up cocks. No, wait. Why do I keep saying cock? Visit StolenDress.com to check out other Stolen Dress podcasts, blogs, tweets, videos, and books, and Weather Wheel paraphernalia.
All the Weather Wheel collectibles you could ever want. Replica weather wheels.
Life just size. Like the one Weather Wheel uses.
You know,
Weather Wheel is both the villain and his weapon. Weather Wheel uses the Weather Wheel.
Is that like Magneto? Because Magneto's a thing as well as a character.
What? Magneto's not a thing.
Yeah, isn't a Magneto a thing?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure it's a thing.
It's not something that Magneto uses.
No, you're right. That's true. But it is a physical object.
Man, we're doing a lot of looking up. Hope you edit this crap out. Just like these like long pauses where you flip through your phone trying to find some stupid little bit of trivia like Sharon Stone's name.
Everything is about this goddamn character, so I'm not going to. It's very annoying.
It's all about Weather Wheel.
Yeah, and Sharon Stone. We are buddies in space.
That would be a twist, though, to have Sharon Stone play Weather Wheel. Because you're like thinking it's going to be a guy. Character.
It's my.
It's cross casting.
Weather Wheel is never going to happen. I need you to.
Don't say that.
I need you to accept
now,
that.
Now it's like a challenge.
I am aware.
You've thrown down the gauntlet.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing it on purpose. Weather Wheel is never going to happen.
Oh, you don't know what you've done.
And you know who Weather Wheel will never ever fight? Restoring.
Okay, well, that's true.
God damn it. Knew I pushed it too far. Fuck is a restoring? Is it a person who restores things for a living?
I don't know.
It's like a house thing?
You've got to break it down. You got to figure out what storning is first.
Yeah, what is and then storning? Go from there. I'll get back to you.
All right.
We are buddies in space. You are.
That's Michael Smith. You are.
And Michael Carassi.
I can still taste that goddamn candy bar.
It. I'm telling you, that scenario I painted with Grandma's garden.
It's in my sinuses now.
Yeah. Hey, I got some quinoa upstairs. You should eat some of that. That'll make you feel better. God.
Thanks.
Will that kill you or just close your throat?
Well, it'll close my throat and then also might, you know, kill me.
Well, there's a little bit of closure versus like all the way I can't breathe.
It's tightening. Have you had that happen? Probably not.
Not really, no. Not really. Because most things don't try to kill me like they do to you.
Yeah. It's not fun.
It just ended really sad. Eat my brain.